Zog the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtos Hari is Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Okay, so when does Bezdin bring a par helam dover shel tzibur? When they make a mistake and they paskin that it's okay to do an issa, which would be an issur karis. If Bezdin, and again we're talking about the main Bezdin of 71 Dayanim, made a mistake, and they paskin that it was mutter to do something which is actually an issur karis that relates to avoyde zara, and most of the tzibur followed their psak. So instead of a par helam dover by avoyde zara, they bring a par for a carbon oila and a soyer for a carbon chatas. That's called par v'soyer. The question is, who brings these carbonis? Is it the Sanhedrin or every shevet on their own? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, the Sechtes Hoiriais, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Hoiru bezen bezen paskin v'asu kol hakol. And the entire tzibur. Literally the entire community. Ayruban, or Roiv of the Tzibur, followed through al pihem. They did this Aveda based on what Bezin said. What was this Aveda? It was about an Isser Kares, but not about an Avodah Zarah Isser Kares. So Mevi'im Par, the Bezin brings a Par Helam Dava Shel Tzibur. The people don't bring any carbon. But if the court's mistake was about Avodah Zarah, let's say they said that a certain type of serving of Avodah Zarah is mutter. Ubi Avodah Zarah, if the mistake was in regard to a heter that has to do with Avodah Zarah, and the tzibur, either all of them or most of them, taka did it, Mevi and the dayanim of the bezin have to bring par v'soyer, a par for a carbon oila, and a soyer for a carbon chatas. Divi Rabbi Meir is a halt Rabbi Meir. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneim aser shvatim, the 12 shvatim, Mevim shneim aser parim, each bring a separate par, each on their own bring a par helim dovar, and you have 12 shatim, so that's going to add up to 12 parim. That's where the mistake was about something which is not avodah zarah, but ubi avodah zarah, if the psak of the bezin caused the people of Klal Yisrael to be over a chi of kardis that relates to avodah zarah, so mevim shneim asar parim shneim asar si'idim, then the shvatim bring 12 bulls and 12 goats, that has to be zechara, male goats. One par, one bull, and one soyer, one male goat from each shevet. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a total of 12. The Pasuk says in Parshas Shlach, Kapitel Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf Beis. V'chisishgu, if you make a mistake, v'loisasu eis kol ha-mitzvois ha'ela, and you don't perform all of these mitzvois, asher dibur Hashem al Moshe, that Hashem spoke to Moshe. The Pasuk continues in Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Es kol asher tzivu Hashem aleichem miyad Moshe, min hayoyim asher tzivu Hashem v'halol ledayr eseichem. Everything that Hashem commanded you through Moshe from the day that Hashem commanded and onward throughout the dayrus. Pasuk chav dalet, v'hayim mi'ein ha'eda. If because of the eyes of the Eda, this is like a mashal for the great Sanhedrin, necessary lishgaga, it was done bishagig, unintentionally, they gave out a wrong psak. So the Sanhedrin ruled that a certain act is mutter, and this was something that was a form of avodah zarah. The asu kala eda, a majority of the kehila was takar over this aveira. Par ben bakar echad li oila l'reich nichayach l'Hashem, umincha seviniskay kamishbat. That comes along with a mincha and pouring of wine, according to the halacha. But that's not enough, because this has to do with an avodah zarah. So there's also Usi'ir Izim Echad Lachatas, and one male goat as a carbon chat. The shail is who? How do you touch the pasuk? Reb Meir holds when it says over here, the call and the Ada, it refers to the Bezdin. The Bezdin brings the carbon. Reb Yehuda says, no, those words refer to the Kehila that follow the ruling of the Bezdin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that each shevet is called a kol on its own. So therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, really they made a mistake in regard to avodah zarah? The 12 shvatim have to bring 12 parim. And if it was avodah zarah, 12 parim and 12 se'irim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, not 12, 13. Shloisha asa parim will be avodah zarah. And if the mistake was in regard to avodah zarah, shloisha asa parim, 13 bulls, u'shloisha asa se'irim. Where do we get 13? So Reb Shimon explains, par v'soria l'chol shevet v'shevet, each shevet on their own, have to bring both a par and a soyer, and par v'soria l'bezen, and the Sanhedrin has to bring their own. Reb Shimon holds that the bezen that make the mistake don't have a kapara with the karbonis that the shvatim bring, they have to bring their own karbonis. Zakta Helega Mishnah Vayter, as we continue over here, Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey. Hayru Bezen Paskin, we asu Shiva Shvatim. Not all 12, but most of the Shvatim. 7 out of the 12 Shvatim followed through on that mistaken psak. I or Ruban, Raib, of each of these 7 Shvatim. We're talking over the Avera Alpiyim, thinking it was okay based on the psak of the Sanhedrin. Some of the impar the bezin has to bring the par helam davashal tzibur will be avodah zara, and if the psak that they gave caused the people to be over some form of avodah zara, mevi impar v'soyer, they have to bring both a par and a soyer. Divi Reb Meir zoi halt Reb Meir. Again, this is Reb Meir consistent with the sheet that we had till now. Reb Meir holds that only bezin brings the carbon, not the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shiva Shvatim Shechatu, the 7 Shvatim that actually sinned, that was not their fault, they just listened to the Sanhedrin, but Lamaisa, they were over the Aver B'Shoigig, Mevi'im Shiva Parim, each Shevet brings a par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, and by Avodah Zarah it would be Shiva Parim and Shiva Se'irim. Ushar Shvatim, the other Shvatim Shalai Chatu that didn't sin, the 5 that Lamaisa didn't act on the Psak of Bezdin, Mevi'im Al Yedeim Par, each Shevet has to bring on their own a par helam davar and by avodah zarah a par v'soyer. Wait, but they weren't chote. And the answer is, but that's the gzeres hakasif. Sha'af elu shaloi chatu, even those that didn't sin, mevi'in al yedei hachoitim. They have to bring a carbon because of the shvatim that did sin. Now, not all the shvatim are the same amount of people. So you could have a possibility, a mathematical possibility, the most of Klal Yisrael sinned, but not most of the Shvatim. As a matter of fact, you can even have where most of the people are from one Shevet, but they're most of Klal Yisrael. So the halacha would still be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all the other Shvatim each have to bring a parvasar. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon says, if 7 Shvatim sinned, Shmoina Parim. You're going to have a total of 8 Parim. First of all, Shimon says the ones that were not chote, they don't have to bring because of the other ones. So each of the shvatim that sin have to bring their own, and bezin has to bring their own, ubi avodah zarah, and if the mistake in the psak was about avodah zarah, then it's shmoina parim or shmoina se'irim. So a total of 8 parim and 8 se'irim are brought. Par v'soyer l'chol shevet v'shevet, a bull and the goat for each shevet who sinned. Upar v'soyer l'bezin, and another bull and goat by the bezin. But again, the Shvatim that did not sin don't have to bring any carbon. The Batanura tells us that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we have already discussed in previous Masechtas that besides the big Sanhedrin of 71, Evi Shevet had a Bezdin of 23 Dayanim, and they were in charge of that Shevet. So what is the halacha, says the Mishnah Vayter, Hayru Bezdin Shel Echad Min HaShvatim. One of the Batei Dinim, one of the bezdins that were in charge of one of the shvatim, gave out a psak, va'asa oisei hashevet al piyim, and that shevet followed through on that psak. So oisei hashevet uchayiv, that shevet has to bring a par helam davar, even though they're not roiv Yisrael. Ushar kol shvatim peturim. Even if most of Klal Yisrael isn't that shevet, everyone else is potter. Divi Rabbi Yehuda zayal Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda told us everyone's responsible for everyone, that's if the psak came from the Sanhedrin, from the big Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin of 71. But if the psak came from a local Sanhedrin, only the one that was in charge of that shevet, we don't say that the other shvatim also have to bring a carbon. But there is a par helam davar shel tzibur, even though the mistake didn't come from the Sanhedrin. It's just for this shevet. The chachamim disagree. The chachamim say, Ein chayav, we are not obligated to bring a par helam davar, ela al hayroyas bezdin hagadol. Only on a psak based on the Sanhedrin of the 71 Dayanim in Yerushalayim Blavad. That's it. There's no par helam davar shel tzibur because of a psak coming from one of the other batei dinim that are in charge of each shevet. Shenema, because the pasuk says in regard to the chiyuv to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, the pasuk says, v'im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. It is only Negeya when there's a mistake on behalf of the Adas Bezen of Klal Yisrael. That's the Bezen HaGadol in Yerushalayim. V'loy Adas Oisei HaShevet. Not if the mistake came from the Bezen that's just in charge of that particular Shevet. So if Bezen of a particular Shevet gave out a wrong psak and people followed that psak, everyone has to bring their own private carbon chatas. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is really divided into three parts. The first part of the Mishnah said as follows. If the great Bezni Yerushalayim gave out a psak, and the entire kol or roiv of the kol followed through on that psak, Bezen brings a par helam davar shel tzibur. If it was nugeya avodah zara, it's both a par and a soyer, and it all comes from Bezen. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, the 12 shvatim each bring 12 parim, and this was an avodah zara problem. You're going to have 12 parim and 12 se'idim. Rabbi Shimon goes even further. He says, yes, the 12 shvatim will each bring their own, but the bezen themselves have to bring. So you're going to have a total of 13 parim, and if it was a mistake in regard to avodah zara, a total of 13 parim and 13 se'idim. Then in the second part of the Mishnah we learned, if bezen, the bezen HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim gave out a psak, and 7 of the 12 shvatim followed through on it, or most of the people of each shevet, Bezen brings a par, if it was an avodah zara situation, a par in a sari, as a halter of meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, the 7 shvatim that sinned bring 7 parim, and the other shvatim that didn't sin also have to bring a par. Because of the 7 that sinned? Reb Shimon Shita is? In this case, where the Bezen HaGadol Paskin and 7 shvatim listened, you have to bring 8 parim. The 7 that sinned, the 7 shvatim that sinned, each bring a par helam davar shel tzibur, and an avodah zara, a par in a sayer. And the Bezen themselves have to bring. But Rav Shimon does not hold that the Shvatim that didn't sin have to bring because of those that did. In the third part of the Mishnah we learned that if a Shevet Bezen, each Shevet on their own had a Bezen of Chav Gimel, if they made a mistake and their Shevet acted on the Psak of their Bezen, that Shevet is Chayiv, the other Shvatim are Potter. Even Rabbi Yehuda who holds that the Shvatim that didn't sin have to bring along with the Shvatim that did, that's only if the mistake came from the central Sanhedrin HaGadol. Not if it came from a Shevet Sanhedrin. A Sanhedrin that was just without Shevet. Now the Chachamim say there's no Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur at all. Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur is only a mistake that comes through the Bezen HaGadol Shebi Yishalayim, the Sanhedrin of 71. If a Sanhedrin of a particular Shevet made a mistake and that Shevet was over the Aveir, everyone has to bring their own Karmichatas. But that's not the Sugya of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur.